ngibona ilanga leli phakathekile kakhulu, especially kulabantwana lapha abeZimbabwe. Jo abalama situations are tough. Khathesi singakhengela abantwana abaningi abahambi esikolo, abantwana abaningi abakwanisi ukuthi bayenze anything. Abantwana abaningi futhi khathesi abakwanisi ukuthola into ezifanana nendawo zokuhlala, into zokudla. Singakhengela indawo eziningi lapha eHarare leBulawayo, abantwana abaningi sebegcwele emgwaqeni khonapho bedinga ukuthi bengafike kanjani endaweni zabo zokuhlala.
Amalungelo abasakhulayo kanye labantwana wona ungathi ayananzwa yini?
Amalungelo abantwana ngikhangela lapha eZimbabwe into ukuthi singazidinga even e-constitution emaphepheni amaningi, into zangkhona zikhona but ngase sikhangela ukuthi ziya-implementeka yini, yikho kule problem yangkhona. But sikhangela into zangkhona even ama-platforms ukuthi abantwana abaningi bayakwanisa ukukhuluma khona. Singakhangela kule junior council, kule junior parliament, ngama-platforms ukuthi abantwana bayakhonisa ukuthi bakhulume. But nasikhangela futhi ama-platforms ona lawo, abantwana abangikhona into abafanele ukuthi bakhulume, into zangikhona eziningi ziyabe ziprogramiwe ngama-program organizer zangikhona ukuthi sebezifuna ukuthi likhulume nginto ezinje. Kungakwanisa ukuthi bekhulume direct ukuthi into ezenza ukuthi babe ama-situations abe khona khathesi ukuyini kwangikhona i-root problem yangikhona.
Kuyini obona kumele kwenziwe ukubana amalungelo abasakhulayo kanye labantwana ananzwe njalo alondolozwe ngokugcweleyo?
Mina ngithi njengama junior parliament, ama junior councils kufuze ukuthi abe transparent. Even abantu abangkhona aba-elector, abantwana ukuthi bangene kuma platforms anjengalowana, kufuze ukuthi kube transparent. And i-voice eliyabe lizaphuma khonapho ema-discussions abayabenza khona, ama-debates abayenzayo, kabe kufanele ukuthi i-voice libe represented ngase singena i-main parliament yeZimbabwe.